Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. My buddy and co-host Brad Williams is off right now making shoes for the new line of Reebok Elf. Shoot, that's not true. Brad is off in Virginia Beach right now being hilarious and getting paid and making the world a better place with his comedy stylings. Quick couple announcements. First of all, we appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. It's a blast to do. But honestly, without your guys' feedback and comments and how much you enjoy the show, we wouldn't do it. So please continue to rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Give it a 5-star rating. Go to aboutlastnightpodcast.com and get all the episodes streaming on there or get it on iTunes and Stitcher. And please continue to rate and subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Tell your dad. Tell Tony Danza. Some tour dates coming up. Brad Williams and I are both on the road a ton. Brad, right now, more so than I, I'm in town for pilot season trying to get on a TV show so that Brad and I can start traveling together with a little bit more fame under our belts. But you can get all of Brad Williams' tour dates at bradwilliamscomedy.com. February 21st through the 22nd, Brad's going to be in Arlington, Virginia at the Arlington Draft House. That is a killer place to see comedy, and please go check Brad out there. February 27th through March 2nd, he'll be at the Hartford, Connecticut Funny Bone. March 6th through March 9th, you can see Brad at the Funny Bone in Dayton, Ohio. March 13th through March 16th, you can see Brad at the Marco Island Captain Brian's Off the Hook Comedy Club in Marco Island, Florida. And then Brad and I will be joining him for his headlining shows at his home club in Brea, California at the Brea Improv, March 20th through the 23rd. It's always a crazy time. We always come away with a lot of stories and trouble that maybe we'll get into this time. We might even podcast one of those shows. So get your tickets at improv.com for that. And of course, if you're going to buy something on Amazon.com, fuck, man, go over to the AboutLastNightPodcast.com website where you can get all of our episodes with guests like Lisa Kudrow, Bobby Lee, Steve-O, Paul Feig, Michael McDonald, Taron Killam, Andrew Santino, Eliza Schlesinger, and more. But also, click on that Amazon.com banner. If you're going to buy a purchase, if you're going to buy some beanies for your nephew or some fucking, you know, a Frisbee for, you know, for one of your buddies that that, you know, loves Frisbees, do that on our website. Kick us back a little coin and help us send our future kids to college, or help us send our future kids, some sort of, new iPod or iPad that'll be out in 20 or 30 years when Brad and I have kids. Not together, just separately. Okay. You know what I meant by that. My tour dates, again, I'm not hitting the road until April 21st through April 27th. If you live in Las Vegas, here I come to the Laugh Factory. I'm headlining it at the Tropicana Casino. I'm fucking pumped. Come out. It's going to be a party. I think Britney Spears is there that weekend, too. How do I know that? My buddy's girlfriend is going to see them. Will I be there as well? Probably not, but maybe. April 30th through May 4th, I'll be at the Punchline Comedy Club in Sacramento, California. And then again, in Brea with Brad, March 20th through the 23rd, at the Brea Improv in Fullerton, California. And of course, check both of Brad and I's websites for more tour dates, AdamRayTV.com, BradWilliamsComedy.com, at FunnyBrad on Twitter, at AdamRayComedy on Twitter. That is it! Now, this episode, holy shit, you think Brad and I have energy. We have Brittany Ferland. If you've participated or have seen the application on the on your phones, Vine, the Vine application. She's the number one Viner in the world. She has 5 million followers. 5 million people follow her 6-second videos. She's the most popular person, arguably, on the internet because of that. And she stopped by to chat about it, to bring her high voltage energy. She's quick, she's smart, she's pretty, she's everything you want in somebody on a podcast. And we got her here right now. Follow her on Instagram and Twitter at Brittany Ferland, BrittanyFurlan. Tweet at her that you love the episode, because I guarantee you will, and you're going to get it right now. Sit back, relax, the About Last Night podcast with Miss Brittany Ferland.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and a no podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams
night.
Just so
you sound professional.
Right, and I don't sound like an idiot. It's
Furlan.
Furlan. Okay.
It's easier to say. I just want to be sure
I get it right.
You sound like we're like going to talk like Dr. Drew shit on here.
We are.
Oh, we are. Is it like music?
Well, we were talking about how you were regular. You said I take probiotics.
Yes, every fucking day.
Do you?
Yes.
So you are pro probiotic.
I am pro probiotics.
You're pro clean colon.
Yes. Like my colon is like beautiful. Like I honestly like I think guys would propose to me just based on seeing pictures of my colon.
Holy shit.
Like enlarged pictures of my colon, they'd be like, "Holy." Actually not holy shit
not
because there's
shit.
No
shit. Holy no shit.
Holy no shit. I'd fuck the shit out of that colon.
Really?
If there was any in there.
What is her number? Right? If there's any in there.
So like,
I feel like I'm suffocating myself with this. You put these on me backwards, so now. I'm kind of strangling. Adam's like the worst. Adam's strangling me with these headphones. Hang on.
Well, he's really into autoerotic asphyxiation, and he just thought he'd strangle you.
I love that. Oh yeah. Okay. Good.
Sure. Perfect. Why not?
I love that. Are we gonna want to hold hands a little bit? Or?
I pour
hot wax on myself. I do that every podcast. It's like a tradition.
Weird tradition, if I can be honest.
Why do I have a boner?
You know, I heard Brittany. Brittany's
the only one.
I'll put hot wax on that too.
Brittany's been pouring hot wax on herself lately. Yeah. And if I can be honest, old Jewish women love to say that, by the way. If I can be honest,
plug my headphones.
Son of a bitch,
I'm having,
Brittany.
Like, a lot of headphone trouble, you guys.
It's all right. You wouldn't
now
be the first.
Like completely off.
Harlan Williams took them off and chucked them across the room.
Oh my God! You guys had Harlan Williams here
twice.
Where did he sit here?
Right, your ass sweat. Is touching the very spot of Harlan Williams.
Tell her who else. Harlan Williams, Lisa Kudrow sat there 2 weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block.
You had Lisa Kudrow in here with your broken fucking lampshade and shit. Jesus Christ. She was like, this guy, speaking of friends, this guy doesn't have any. Clearly, based on that fucking piece of shit. Not used to having company much. He's got his like trophies from like 1996.
That was a good year.
Hey, 2013. There's a date on that thing.
Complimentary trophies just for participation.
Listen. I never got any of those because I sat the bench. But what do you have trophies?
No, I don't fucking trophies.
My
tits are my trophies.
Bam.
Wow. But they're real. That's why. I'm proud of them.
They're
Bella,
real.
She's got you a clean them. Asshole and trophy tits.
I got kicked off of every I got kicked off of every fucking sports team I was ever on for being fucking horrible. I was just a really bad kid.
Did you have a bad attitude?
I had a bad attitude. I just was like, I said fuck like all the time. Even when I was like five, I was like, fuck. They're like, get this demon out of here.
It's
demon.
If they're calling you a demon at age five.
They did.
Opposing team's like, is that her nickname? Is she like so good at the bat? She's like the demon hitter?
No, she has a horrible mouth. She's off her meds.
Mouth. Her parents don't comb her hair. Like, look at her.
Her parents don't comb her hair. I love as a reason to like.
She's always got fucking chocolate pudding on her shirt.
Absolutely.
She's got pudding collar.
That wasn't a bad thing.
Guys, you're all so far away from me. I have no one to touch.
You love to. You're a big, like, when you laugh really hard, you grab.
I grab. I'm Italian. It's only because I'm running out of oxygen. I'm like more like, I'll call 911.
I need some support. I've been talking too much.
It is. It's really more like a fucking call 911.
Boy, I would not want to see you at a Sbarro pizza stand.
Right? Oh my God, I fucking hate that place.
Do you?
How
as
do you even
Italian?
Bring that up?
Are you
just trying to relate to me? Is that why you brought Sbarro?
Yeah.
That's the only thing
we got a guy in the kitchen who's cooking up some meatballs just to throw your tits later.
Oh my God.
Because that's Italian.
Is that why you offered me pepperoni when I came in? And a dirty wife beater?
Yeah, well, you offered a pepperoni because of her nipples, right?
Hilarious.
I have really fucking nice nipples. I was about to show you, but then I realized we were on a podcast.
Hilarious.
Well, you can still show us. We don't give a shit.
Oh, my God.
Fire away.
They're really small. They're good.
That's
they're
good.
Like not like a seven-year-old. Like
you don't
a normal...
want big nipples.
No.
Have you seen big nipples as a woman?
Because
you guys change in the locker room.
I've seen so many big nipples. I've seen breasts that
By the way, that should be the opening of your... That should be the name of your book. Brittany Furlan, I've seen so many big nipples.
Oh,
a one act at the Hudson Theater.
Oh my God, you guys.
Tonight's performance of I've Seen So Many Big Nipples will be played
by Mayim Bialik.
And it'll just be like a slideshow of all the girls' nipples I've seen with like Enya playing.
And you turn around, and you go,
like,
those ones were big.
Who can say when your heart breaks? Just huge
when
nipples.
When your nipples are
super huge.
Yeah, super huge is better.
Oh my god!
I love that. Oh my god! So this is so cool that you guys are having me here. I feel so
special. Thanks for coming on. Hey, this is a treat for us.
There's about 45 candles for everyone that's not here. There's about 45 candles
we've talked,
in the room.
We've talked at great length about
these
candles.
I think they're going to like make a sacrifice out of me. It's like some Wiccan shit going on.
Shit, Adam, she figured us out.
Wow.
He told me he killed his cat earlier.
Brad was actually 6'2 before I lit candles.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden I shrink, and now you figure us out. See, we're friends with Will Sasso, and he wants to be the number one person on Vine.
Oh
so we're gonna kill you tonight.
Does he want
to
be?
Yeah. So he told us to kill you.
Was he here?
No,
not yet.
You guys aren't that cool. I'm just kidding.
Hilarious.
You've had Paul Feig and Lisa Kudrow and Dane Cook, and you're like, but you haven't had Will Sasso.
Will Sasso's fucking funny.
He's incredible.
He's funny.
What now? What have you ever done a Vine with candles?
I just spit on myself again. Because
I'm asking all the tough questions on this podcast.
Was that like your Larry King?
I've never.
Have you ever done a Vine with candles?
Hello.
Come on, show me a tits.
If I Larry hit King if was I candles, you Larry... need big dicks, then yeah. Tons of fucking candles up my ass.
Who is that? The
candles
fucking...
in my armpits. That... Candles in my ears. Candles in my eyes.
By the way, that's how demon.
Candles across my eyebrows.
This is what you
candles
would say.
Candles on your shitty fucking broken lampshade.
This is what you would say in the outfield to her mitt, and they were like, we got to take Britney out of the game.
I actually used to just fucking...
Candles in my eyes.
No, they'd be like, you're going to be in the outfield, and I'd be like, how about I just be out of the game?
Done. Let's make that happen.
You're super quick with these fucking jokes.
I was fucking so bad when I was little, you guys. Look, you feel like you take the mic off the stand, you'd be a little quicker with your jokes.
So funny. No, actually, you want to hear why it is, actually?
Bring it, Adam.
There was starting to be some weird...
Joke battle.
Sometime there was this weird... I'll fuck you up. There was this weird static.
I know, I was hearing that. Is that... I thought that was from me, though.
I thought it was a phone, but you know what I figured out last time? This thing somehow, sometimes when it's in a position.
Yeah. It causes static.
I'm pretty sure it's Britney's nipples.
It's probably my nipples. Yeah.
Causing a lot of static.
And I keep like sneezing on your mic a little. Like I'm like doing the residue coke of Harlan Williams off this mic.
Have you done cocaine?
Can I plead the fifth on that one?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Well, then I plead the fifth.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay. So when you did cocaine, was it, did you eat a lot of potato chips or mashed potatoes?
Do people eat on cocaine?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't fucking know. I didn't do that. I pled the fifth. Brad's the coke expert. Let's ask.
Well, I've only done it one time because I was at a party and they're like, we're doing cocaine. Let's see what happens when a midget does cocaine.
That's so fucked up. They say that to you?
Oh, yeah, but because it's
Doesn't
funny.
Doesn't that make you mad?
Let's see what
not
happens.
At all. Does that make you want to go bite off all their penises?
No.
Is that a major stereotype?
Do we bite off penises?
You do.
Is that like our Mortal Kombat finishing move?
Hilarious.
Like, finish him, penis bite.
that was a really good video game penis bite sound.
That's what I do.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of sound effects.
Oh, my God.
So I'm at this party, and they're all, like, wondering what's, like, they really want me to do coke because they think, like, I don't know, maybe I'll, like, explode into gold coins or something.
They're like,
shit.
Yo, maybe he'll get taller.
they don't know what's going to happen.
And
maybe he'll pay for the pizza.
That's
like,
so
that has nothing to do
up.
With him doing coke.
I'll do that anyway. But, yeah. So that say, hey, Brad, you coke, and I don't. You know me, Adam. I'm not a big drug guy. And then
I'm out of here.
And
I
say,
free drugs.
I thought there was going to be drugs. No drugs. No,
just a bunch of fucking shitty candles and a broken fucking lampshade.
I've got some Capri Sun, and we can drink a lot of those really fast.
I'm down. I keep interrupting your story. I'm sorry of ADD. Go ahead.
So
quick, you have 5 seconds.
Done. So I say the only way I'm doing a line of coke. Is if it's off that girl's tits. And I just point to a woman and I say, off that girl's tits, expecting her not to do anything. And she goes, fuck it. She takes her shirt off and puts the coke on. I'm like, well, all right, now I got to do that.
The power of nipples.
Were they nice tits or were they like flaggy tits? Did you have to like lift up the tit to get the coke because it was so saggy, or did you just perfectly hold it on there?
Nice.
It was perfect.
Did you inhale a little bit of nipple or did you just get totally? You did?
I did the whole 9 yards.
Did it get stuck a little bit?
I mean,
the nipple in your nostril?
Come on, complete my fantasy. Did it get stuck? Did you have to
I haven't been able to find a porn
surgery?
Site that has nipples and nostrils.
Did you suck the nipple off of her with your nose?
Oh, my God.
Did you
God.
Have to surgically get it removed later?
I love the voice choice you went into to talk about nipples being surgically removed. Did you get it surgically removed of your nipple?
Mark Saratella's here?
That's my creepy guy voice. I was an inside joke, huh, guys? I don't know who that is.
Do you...
do I what?
You
Do I fucking what? No, I'm just kidding.
Do you pay for extra avocado at Subway?
I don't like avocado. Okay. I'm probably the only fucking girl that's going to look 85 when she's 40 because I don't eat fucking avocado. Well, girls are just like, can I have extra avocado, avocado, avocado? Can I get an avocado on my face? And can I get avocado on my sandwich? Can I get an avocado drink? Can I drink it and eat it and light myself on fire with it? Yeah, perfect.
Whoa.
Like, girls fucking love avocado. Like,
they love to make
fuck?
It, too. Homemade
they
avocado.
Love make, I just made some fucking guacamole. You want to try some?
Yeah. Mm? I made guacamole. You mean you put an avocado in a bowl and smash it around?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what the fuck is so fucking hard? I would try my homemade guacamole. Oh, really? It just tastes like every other fucking piece of guacamole I've ever fucking had.
Brittany Furlong's very angry about guacamole.
We're not going to take a word from our sponsors. Guacamole has been sponsoring the About Last Night podcast for over 20 weeks.
About Last Night, that's a good name for a TV show.
Thanks.
You guys should do it.
Apparently, it's a good name for a movie, Kevin Hart.
Oh, shit. That's why I thought it sounded familiar.
You've been called out, son. And while we're at it,
yo,
Jonathan Lipnicki.
Yo, that's funny. That's why I thought it'd be good for a thing because it's already been done.
Yeah, it's
way
a damn
to be original,
movie.
Guys.
We were there first.
Yeah, we were. Can you guys
sue that shit?
I didn't trademark it. I didn't use LegalZoom.com.
You're a fucking idiot.
No, I wish
one of ours?
I wish we had an ad for LegalZoom.
Yo, Brittany,
that would have been really smart.
That would have been.
Why are you always drinking Monster Energy drinks? You
this
know
is
how
the
bad
first one
that is
I've
for you?
Ever had.
Every time I fucking see you, you're drinking one, and it's called Rehab. What the fuck?
Well, listen, Adam's had some problems.
I slept 3 hours last night.
Why did a girl break your heart?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh my god, she did.
No.
Why? Why?
She wouldn't want.
What happened?
She wouldn't watch The Heat with him.
Oh,
I don't want to talk about it.
I mean,
you were so good in that.
I mean, you know that's his go-to.
I know.
Move.
Is that weird? Like when girls see you in that, and they're like, "He's so hot," and then they meet you in person, and they're like, "Wow, he wears weird pants." I'm out. Like, is that like,
Brittany? I know you're making fun of my pants, but it's like that thing in when you're a kid where girls chase you around just because they like you.
No, I'm telling you,
she's making fun of my pants.
Every fucking time I've seen this guy, he's had pants like
they're weird.
That could fit you in them. Like, they're huge.
Hey, no.
Comfy, though.
Yeah.
I got bird legs.
There you go.
You do? You should show them off, because the pants make you look fat.
Okay.
you're talking to a former fat kid.
Yeah, the pants make you look like a little bit overweight.
Oh, no.
He's sensitive about this.
Okay.
He's a former fat kid, Brittany.
Are you a former fat kid?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How much did you weigh?
When I was six, like 320.
That's why you're so nice.
I'm just kidding. That's. I love that you didn't even skip a beat with that statistic. Holy shit.
Right. She just had that chambered ready
wow.
to go.
Do you realize how big that is? 320 at age six?
She didn't like. She
wouldn't
she
be something
say,
I never seen before. I've seen about everything in this life, including your fucking.
What are you, one of the crows from Dumbo? Well, I've seen an elephant fly.
That was a great reference.
Thank you.
No one's going to get it, though, because no one else was born in 1986. So.
Oh, all of our listeners were. Are you kidding me?
I love that you know the year. What year did Pinocchio come out?
Yeah. I don't fucking know. Did you ask me that because I have a big fucking nose, huh?
Whoa.
Oh.
But now that we're talking about it, your nose is huge.
But now that I'm lying, because
you have a great nose.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you have a great
really?
Nose. Yeah, you have a very proportionate face.
This is really nice.
Well, we're just trying to make you feel comfortable.
I'm just relying to you. So this you feel is the good and tell us stuff that we can use against you.
This is the Barbara Walters School of Interviewing. Compliment, compliment, compliment. So why are you fucking that wrong person?
Wow,
for you? And
exactly.
And we just go right to it. See?
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
You've done a lot of interviews. Since
I've done
the
a lot of interviews.
Blown up for
too
you.
Many interviews. I've
really?
Said a lot of
you're
horrible
over it.
Things.
You're over it.
No, I'm not. I'm never
no,
over
interviews.
It. I love people.
Okay.
I love being. I mean, I fucking.
You seem
love
like
it.
You find a creative way too to like maybe answer the same shit, right? Because
I do. Don't worry. This podcast will sound just like the one I did last week.
Jesus.
Oh, damn it. Well,
all the same jokes. What if you listen to a podcast? I did Melissa Villas and yours podcast. What if you listened to it and I said all the same shit? I made jokes about Dumbo. I made jokes, fat jokes. I made fucking jokes about lampshades that she didn't even have. I fucking just made all the same fucking jokes.
I'd be honored.
Yeah. If you.
Adam, do you live here by yourself?
No, David, who you just saw.
Yeah.
Oh, David.
Yeah, the other guy.
Hi, David.
Hello.
David.
Who is that girl? He's always bringing the girl over. And you know something? She's very sweet.
She was cute.
She was cute.
And then they ran in the bedroom when I came in. They fucking hate me.
I get very jealous of David because he gets to live with Adam.
You guys would be great roommates.
Yeah,
great roommates.
Honestly, like
we get along, and you know we both respect each other's pant selections.
I thought you were gonna be like
we do.
Oh,
I mean,
respect each other's what size? He doesn't judge me for being tall. I don't judge him for having to step up on the stool to pee.
No, not
do
at all.
Do you step up on a stool?
No. Sometimes.
No, you don't, Brad.
No, here's no. Sometimes, but most of the time I'm good because in America we have the urinal that's lower. We have the American Disabilities Act urinal, which is like me. And then every now and then I walk into a bathroom. There's some asshole who's at my urinal.
What?
Because he's like bending
he's
over.
He's like, I just really like to stare at my stream. I gotta make sure there's no red shit in it. And I'm like, fuck.
Whoa. Yeah,
he's like, I just really like to paint with my piss, so I'll be done in a few minutes. Just give me a second.
I
want to
meet this guy, by the way.
Yeah, no shit.
Is that?
Like the Jackson Pollock of piss.
It was Harlan Williams, guys. That was my Harlan Williams. Nice.
It was Harlan Williams.
We'll be right back with more shitty impressions.
With Brittany Berlant.
You do some impressions on your Vine, though.
I love doing Johnny Depp.
I do Johnny Depp.
Oh, my God. You guys can do dueling Depps?
Yeah, but my Johnny Depp's not going to be really
That would
good.
Be a killer piano bar.
My Johnny Depp's not going to be really good because I'm really hyper right now and I can't really calm the fuck down because all that coke I just did. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do any coke. I don't do coke.
Let's,
I don't do coke.
Let's hear
I don't
Johnny.
Do coke. I don't do coke.
Says the girl on coke.
Says the girl who just wiped her nose.
Whoa.
What's going on?
I feel
I'm
like if
I
you
don't.
If you were to take a hot air balloon ride tonight, I feel like that would be the worst possible case scenario for you because you can't have wound up energy on that fucking.
I'd be like, cool. So when does the thing start going through loops?
Can we go through the clouds? I want to meet a Care Bear. They're like, she's high as fuck right now.
Oh, were you going to take me on a hot air balloon ride?
Maybe. That seems like a romantic thing, doesn't
it? My hands
it?
Are really sweaty.
Whoop, going to go ahead and pull my hand back out of your hand.
Adam was just trying to
sweaty
create
hands,
a date from The Bachelor.
Sweaty hands.
Oh, my God. You know what else? You know what else is wet, though?
What?
My feet.
Oh, God.
Sweaty, well played. Misdirection.
Sweaty hands. Sweaty,
sweaty hands. Sweaty feet. Sweaty fucking feet.
Even my scalp is sweaty.
Is that, you got a sweaty scalp.
Is that like a deep cut Aaron Neville track or something? Like
sweaty hands.
Wait, what were we talking about?
Feet.
I really wanted to get into what we were talking about 5 seconds ago. What were we talking about?
Why? I don't know.
No. Why? How? The Vine. What the fuck? Why do you have so many followers?
Why do you think I have so many followers?
Well, I asked you.
I don't know how fucking entertaining have I been this whole fucking podcast.
Entertaining.
Pretty mildly entertaining, right?
Yeah,
at least
I think
mildly.
So. Sure.
Okay, so that's what why I have so many followers. Because I fucking entertain people.
And for those of you who don't know.
And you know what, honestly?
4.8 million? 4.7 million.
Close to 8,
you'll get there. 4.7 million followers on Vine.
Everybody has to start somewhere.
Everybody has to start somewhere. And I started on a fucking app. Okay.
Answer me this. When you first saw the app, what did you know?
I was like, ooh, it's green. I'm gonna click on it.
Holy shit. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
It is.
I'm gonna click on it. So you clicked on it.
Oh, it's pretty. Look at it, it's got a V. What does that stand for? Veronica? I wanna meet her.
She sounds like a lot of fun. Veronica's Closet
Ooh,
was a good
I
show.
Love Veronica. Oh wait, there's not even a Veronica on here. Oh, okay. So now I'm just gonna make videos where I talk like this.
Ma'am, can you please leave the Target bathroom? There's a long line and you're talking to
and
yourself.
And then I just started doing videos where I was like, hi, I'm Brittany. And ooh. And like, I just was talking like a fucking idiot forever. And then when I started talking normal, people were like, wow, wait. I actually think people started following me because they thought that I spoke like that. They thought that I was like, ooh, hi.
Because you started off doing characters.
Yeah. No, no, not really. I mean, the character that I started off with was my fucking self, my psychotic self, just being like, ooh, I'm going to put laundry away. And then I'd like go and take the laundry, just fucking throw it outside. And I'd go, perfect. And that was like my thing. My tagline was like, perfect.
Yeah, that's
one
like.
More time for you guys. Perfect.
Did you know? Yeah, but did you know you having a tagline was kind of an important
thing? I didn't know it was
too.
Having a tagline was important, but that's what happened. Basically, I started doing these vines where every vine in the beginning, when I first started doing them, I would do something fucking stupid. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to take my vitamins. And then I'd like show me pouring them in my hand and I'd throw them in the trash and I'd be like, perfect.
And then that just caught on.
Like a fucking psychopath.
It's funny. It's quick and funny.
Yeah, it's funny. And it caught on and people were like, wow, this girl is like hepatitis. I can't get rid of her. And so they so they kept following me.
That is a ring endorsement.
I'm
but then
sure
you saw it once.
Actually I'm sponsored by hepatitis. That's a hepatitis post for you
guys.
Hey,
you and Danny Bonaducci. You know what? There needs to be, what one video made you go, oh wait, now more people are following. I need to probably start doing these more consistently.
No, you know what was weird is like, I just kind of like, I was doing them every day. I just was having fun. I was like bored and lonely and I don't have a lot of friends. It's kind of sad. Will you guys be my friends?
Yeah,
sure.
We'll hang out. Done. I mean,
Brad, we gotta get out of here.
You just signed up.
We gotta run.
Hilarious. That voice, by the way, is so scary, especially if we were on a hot air balloon right now and you were like, you don't know what you
what
signed
the fuck?
Up for.
What is your fucking hot air balloon fantasy? Did you just have a sex dream about hot air balloons or some shit? Don't lie.
Well played. Misdirection.
Yeah. That's cute.
What?
But so you chose your social media app how my girlfriend like chooses her favorite football
team. You have a girlfriend?
Like, yeah.
What does she look like?
She's Latina.
Ooh. Yeah, she got big titties.
She does actually.
She got big booty.
I would call her the Ayatollah of Areola.
Oh, wow.
That seems a little fucking anti-Semitic.
I feel like I've never heard that.
And I don't know why.
Pretty fucking amazing, if you ask me.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Is she going to be jealous that you're here with me?
And
I kind of have cleavage showing a little bit.
Bam. And there it was.
Is she going to be jealous?
Probably,
and
but.
And there it was. And there it was. Morgan
there
Freeman.
Was the cleavage.
Morgan Freeman narrating
and then he
narrating
into the room
porn.
And he said, there was the cleavage. That was horrible.
She walked in that tube top, halter top, some type of top. We'll leave that part in because that was adorably creepy.
Daddy.
Yeah, there it is.
Aww. I have the best dad in the world.
Tell me about your dad.
Yeah, he's a
funny dude.
So funny.
My dad,
literally, I get my humor from my dad because he's fucking hilarious. My dad is hilarious.
People don't realize how important that is to have a parent that
is
makes
funny.
You laughing because it encourages you to go, oh, because your parents are these figures of authority.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they're being silly, you're like, oh, I guess it's okay for me to do
right.
that.
My dad, right. When I was literally younger, my dad would like do shit. Like we would be in the mall and he would like follow me around the mall and just pretend he was a fucking like idiot. And he would be like, dirt! And like chase me and shit. And like
holy
just embarrass
well, no, your dad has something called MS. But like there's, but no, the thing about that.
My aunt has MS.
Does she really? One of my best friends has MS.
There you go.
Don't try to make this about you. Okay. You're the one that made the shitty joke. I'm going to call your friend on a break.
What did your dad, did people in the mall, like,
my God, I literally was just like, I would laugh so hard though. Like, I couldn't be mad at him because he was so funny. Like, he would just do funny shit. My dad's just been so funny my whole life. Like, he just always did funny shit. He would make fun of me. Like, he just was funny. Like, he just was funny. He's
like,
just
how
funny
would he? But he wouldn't put you down.
No,
you
not
shitty.
Put me down. Like, he would just like just tease me and my brother. He's just really quick witted too. That's where I get like my. You
so
know
he would
what
be
I mean?
Like, hey, fuckface.
He'd be like, hey, you fucking idiot. Why don't you take the goddamn fucking trash out? You Southern piece of shit. You're never going anywhere.
That is funny.
That was a good one, Dad.
Goes,
love
it?
You too. And wouldn't it be so fucked up if my dad did say shit like that to me my whole life and I thought he was joking, but he was like dead serious? And I'm like, oh, wow, Dad, that was good. And
that'd
I like didn't realize it.
That'd be a very interesting perspective on humor.
Right?
He's like,
so
I saw that report card.
Yeah, you fucking
thought about
piece
fucking
of shit.
Punching you in the face while you were sleeping last night, you fucking cocksucker.
And I was like, oh, Daddy, I love you
oh,
too.
Zinger.
He's so
got me
funny.
Again,
my
pops.
Mom's really funny too, but she's just mental, so that's why she's funny. So I get a little bit of both.
All right.
Like, what do they think about the Vine stuff?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about me having a knife in my purse?
Gotta be honest, kind of turned on by that.
Yeah.
Because I'm hoping you're going to butter some toast for us.
I can
and by
it.
Butter some toast, I mean go get us some bread from the store, come back and butter it.
Oh, my God. He has no lampshades, no good lampshades. He has a fuck ton of candles, but no bread.
We have tons of bread.
What are you? Are you, you're a fucking warlock.
He's a single guy.
He's a warlock.
That's why. He's a single dude.
There's a pentagram behind this dresser.
Hilarious.
How did
you
know?
Know what that means? But it sounds really
you know
weird.
What a pentagram is
no, but like, what does it signify?
A
to
pentagram
have it
is like a demon symbol. It's a sign of the devil. Yeah, it's a sign of the fucking devil.
Okay,
don't
there's
like
no.
You don't know he's playing dumb with us right now. Mm-hmm. He's pouring dust like with his other hand under the table.
That's so funny. You have a vivid imagination. What'd you do?
You can't give me headphones. I can't be restrained like this.
You have to probably take it off.
This doesn't work. Yeah. I almost wish that I did drugs so that I could have an excuse. So I could be like, yeah, I just fucking did a bunch of drugs. That's why I'm like this. But really, people are just like, are you just like this? And I'm like, yeah, I am. It's really okay. Bye.
Have you?
Now, okay, bye.
Like, now, like,
okay,
were
see you later.
Were you doing things like this like before Vine? Were you creating characters? Were you doing
yes,
kind of like
in my
sketches,
bedroom performing for my dogs? Like I killed it. Like they would give me like round of applause every
round of applause. Get the fuck out of here.
Well done.
I'm kidding.
Well Pretty. Done. She's gone now. And she's coming back.
Oh, man.
She ran a fourth of a mile in about 5 seconds.
Oh, God. That was hilarious.
Wait, I got to plug my Lisa Kudrow headphones back in. Hi, Lisa. It's Brittany. Wait, my mic isn't on.
No, it is.
Oh, it is? Oh. Wait. Hi, Lisa.
There, can you hear yourself?
Wait a minute. Your
I
dogs.
Like Lisa, listening
she's not listening.
Me?
Your I dogs know. Are in like all your vines.
Oh my God, they're so fucking cute. Like, how could they not be in
They actually
dogs?
Do have a lot of personality.
They are so cute, right? You met them?
Yeah,
they're
adorable.
They're cute. They love
Sweet.
You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one when you had one of them waking, I saw a vine you did where one of them woke up like a person and rubbed its eyes. I was like, holy shit, that dog's alive.
He is like a real boy. He's like a real
And you said you didn't know what Pinocchio was, you
yeah,
fucking liar.
You liar.
When
you
I see an elephant flax.
I loved Pinocchio, but it made me cry. So don't bring that shit up, or I'm gonna start weeping.
Why?
It was a sad fucking movie. Every fucking Disney movie was so fucked. Like
Bambi,
couldn't it just be fucking nice? Like Bambi's mom getting shot. Like, couldn't it just be nice? Like, we're seven. Like, I don't care. I don't care if there's like an arc in the fucking story. Like,
Ariel gets her voice taken away,
right? By a demon squid. Like, I'm never gonna eat squid.
Squid.
A hot
demons. Like some woman in the South who's fucking holding up crosses. That demon squid's coming back to steal my bakery goods.
Disney was fucked up. Snow White hung out with the seven dwarves and never fucked any of them.
Yeah, I think she did. I think they just kept that out of the story.
Snow White, the seven fetishes.
That was some political
behind
shit.
The scenes shit.
Yeah,
it's in the DVD commentary. Snow White being like, "Well, I fucked Happy when I was kind of down because I needed to pick me up."
Why do you think Happy was so happy, and Dopey why Grumpy was so grumpy?
Because I was on my period.
Oh my God.
What do your folks still think of the Vine stuff? They love it.
My parents don't really. I mean, like, they don't really understand. They don't love it. They don't really understand it. I mean,
like, why do you?
I'm
have
not gonna
to be?
Lie. A lot of my shit lately has been really dumb, but I'm just having fun at this point. I mean, what am I gonna do? Hit fucking 12 million, 6 billion followers? Like, I'm just having fun now. Like, my parents are like, they think I'm like a webcam girl. They're like, so you take your shirt off for people and perform? I'm like, no, fucking, I don't strip.
A webcam
like,
girl.
They're like, oh, so you do videos on the internet, so you're like a internet prostitute. I'm like, no, right. I'm not a
I
fucking.
Mean, well, anyone in the business is a little bit of a prostitute.
Yeah,
sure.
It's funny. They don't really get it. But my mom doesn't have an iPhone. My dad doesn't.
It's
have
also
an
not
iPhone.
For
Nobody's
them.
An iPhone. It's not for them.
The demo. I mean, what would you say the mean age of your?
I think most of my followers are like 16.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
It's awesome. I'm so happy. This girl made me a fucking picture the other day, and she like made this like beautiful collage for me.
I saw you post that. It was incredible.
Yeah, it's like there's people who draw me all the time and shit, and they're like, they write like teen idol.
They're called
like,
prisoners.
Really sweet. Yeah, I know, right? I send them money, and like they draw pictures of me, and then I act like they really like me.
Yeah, you better like all their photos because they will get out eventually.
Sure, they will.
I know, like, I think it's drawn by, like, a sweet 16-year-old girl, and then I go on, and it's, like, Chummy 2 Feet. He's, like, fucking...
Chummy 2 Feet. By the way, that's one of the original villains in Dumbo, and they were like, nobody's gonna get this. Chummy 2 Feet. Hey, where's that flying elephant? I'm gonna fuck him up.
Tony Danza is Dumbo?
No, you know what's
kind of crazy?
He owes
me some peanuts.
You know what's so fucked up? Some guy the other day, this was actually really funny, and I'm not gonna give him a shout-out because I don't want to give him attention because he was a hater. He literally commented on one of my pictures, and he's like, God, he's like, you take a lot of selfies, conceited much? And then I go to his profile, and every fucking picture
is
him taking a picture of himself in the fucking mirror. Oh. I was like, is this a joke?
Well,
like,
he was just mad that you weren't taking pictures of him too.
Yeah, I'm so like confused. I was like, do I have dots under my armpits?
No, you're fine.
I do a little bit.
No, you're fine. Now,
I just put on like white deodorant. I usually use like clear deodorant, and it's kind of weird because like white deodorant makes it look like you got like little white dots,
like lice, like armpit lice.
You got
like white,
like little white snowmen like living under your arms.
Sure. Cocaine again is a great.
Shut
drug.
Up! I don't do cocaine.
I know
you guys
don't.
Are so mean.
No, but like you said that you read the comment. Are you frequently reading your comments on your videos?
No, great it's only question. If I happen to see it. I actually try not to pay attention to them too much. Like if I see someone write something really nice, like I'll try to respond. Like sometimes people will write really nice shit, and it's like I can't even. If I see it, I'll totally write something. I'm not like too cool. Like it's like fuck, come on. Like
yeah, I mean, but you have to imagine. I mean, because let's be honest, you are a good looking woman.
Aww,
yeah, you are. You're very attractive. And so I'm sure that
you guys
have people.
You want to get married like all three of us?
Sure.
We could be like a happy family.
I could actually perform weddings.
Oh my God.
I've done one.
Really? Are you an ordained minister?
I am.
Oh my God.
I married
you.
You would want him to marry you?
Yeah.
I would want him to marry
I married
me.
Two people at an LA Kings
game.
Well,
I hope they were people.
Yeah.
I married two llamas at a fucking zoo.
I did. Was that powerful?
Hilarious. I'll high five that. Yeah, you know what? That's the first llama joke on this podcast. And that is not a llama.
Pretty sure.
But the tongue thing after might have been, because llamas do have giant tongues.
Sure.
Oh my God, my dad texted me like the most random picture of a llama the other day. He's like, I'm hanging out with a llama. I was like, what the fuck?
Holy shit.
He like works a government job. I'm like, why the fuck are you just chilling with a llama? Like, I'm pretty sure my dad works for Area 51.
Wow.
Llamas are going
my dad
under,
works
right.
for
he
the government.
Random.
He always wears a suit. He's very private about what he does. I'm like, Dad, what do you do? He's like, you know, like government stuff. He's
you
like,
know.
He told me when I was like five how he saw like the first flying car. He like came home and probably thought I'd forget about it because I was only five and I was like a little dumb. But then I totally remembered that, like ingrained in my memory. I was like, flying car.
When do we get it?
Right?
Wow. So
you know what's really crazy? When I was younger, I was obsessed with dolphins, and I like asked for my birthday, I asked for a dolphin. Listen to this story. This is kind of fucked up. Literally asked for my dad for a dolphin. And we lived in fucking like Pennsylvania. Like there was nowhere to put a fucking dolphin. But my dad told me he was going to get me a dolphin because my parents got divorced. My dad got me whatever I wanted. Okay. I was really spoiled growing up. Okay. So I was like, I want a dolphin. And he's like, okay, I'll get you a dolphin. I was like, really? He's like, yeah. That's what it sounded like when I was little.
I wasn't.
So then I went to
school.
I went to school and I was like telling everybody, yeah, my dad's getting me a dolphin. Like,
of course you did.
You know, like, and like, I was like, exaggerated a little bit because like he told me we were going to get one. So I assumed that we'd have to have like a pool in the backyard that it would live in. I was like, yeah, it's going to have an aquarium. You guys can come over and see it. Dude, like, maybe I'll let you guys ride
it. These friends are losing their minds.
I told my friends this. I told all my friends this. And then I come on my birthday. I come downstairs. And I look in the backyard and I'm like, well, there's no fucking tank. Okay. So maybe it's like somewhere else. And I start freaking out. And then I see there's like a card on the table with my name on it.
Oh, no.
And I open it up.
Brittany the dolphin passed away in its sleep last night.
No. It's worse.
Oh, boy.
I open up the card and it's a picture of other people with my dolphin being like, thank you so much for sponsoring Spiffy.
Oh,
she's so happy to get your monthly donation.
Wow.
Here's a picture of her. Look at her, how happy she is to get your monthly donation. She's your dolphin, but here's a picture of fucking strangers with your dolphin.
Nothing.
Your dolphin that lives in Uruguay.
Oh my God.
Of course it's somewhere super far away and unpronounceable.
I just started crying. I was like, Dad, this is horrible. This is the worst. What am I supposed to tell my friends? Who are these fucking people? Like, I don't know these people embracing my dolphin. It was so fucked up. I was like weeping. My dad was like, it's okay. Like, you know, it's your dolphin. Like, you're going to get pictures every month from it and you're buying it food and taking care of it, and without you the dolphin would be a fucking sandwich at the Uruguay market, you know what I mean?
Which like at the heart of it is a
really
great
nice,
gift. Yeah, it's a great
it's
gift, but when you tell
like,
a kid you're getting a fucking dolphin.
But I'm 7.
Yeah,
you don't,
you don't
fucking
fuck
give me a card
about
with people on. Like, I don't have morals at 7.
No.
Like,
right.
I fucking humped my pillows and shit. Like, I didn't
All right,
have...
well, we'll get back to the dolphin stuff in a minute. Let's shift gears to fucking pillows.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, yeah. That was a perfect segue, by the way.
But,
so,
but like but like he got you a sponsor.
Who didn't
dolphin
hump their pillow when they were little?
For sure.
Everyone humped their pillow.
You actually might be right about that.
Every fucking person humped their pillow. If you didn't fucking hump your pillow, then you were either a Mormon or you didn't have any pillows.
Oh, great. Now we just lost the big Mormon podcast market.
Yeah, all two of them. Joseph and the
they
Amazing
don't have radios.
Technicolor
Dreamcoat. You don't have to worry about that.
That's true.
But, that's fucked up. I have nothing against Mormons at all.
Absolutely.
Even
but,
though
like,
I'm totally Catholic. I'm just kidding.
No, well, you're
I
dead.
Really don't. I really don't have anything. That's horrible. I really like. I really hope I didn't make you leave.
No, you seem like a very open-minded person.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, I'm sitting here wearing an all-black dress with my hair up, no makeup on.
You
have a goth
I'm
phase?
Basically a Mormon.
Did you have a goth phase?
She
for sure did.
When I was younger?
Yeah,
I was goth. I was goth.
How did I
know
that?
That's so weird.
Because you're still wearing the eyeliner? I don't know.
That's really weird that you knew that.
Maybe it's the energy.
Do you guys want to know that I was actually like blonde? I was blonde. Like, I'm naturally a blonde. I had blonde fucking beautiful hair, and I dyed it pitch black when I was in 7th grade, and I was never able to get it like back to its natural color.
Oh wow. So
and then like I tried dyeing it blonde again when I was out here, and then it was like the shitty like reddish blonde and stuff for a little bit.
So now you're just going
but
back to your black roots.
Black my black dark hearted demon roots.
Yeah.
Demon squid.
I'm just kidding.
Demon squid stealing all the casserole.
I like Brittany Furlaner black roots.
Thank
you.
I
like that. She got a fat ass too.
I do have a fat ass. That's what I'm trying to work off right now.
Oh God, don't be that girl.
I am.
Keep it.
Okay. It's
what,
good. I love
what's your favorite character to do? Like, what do you like? Would you rather do characters and be yourself?
I like being myself, but I have a production deal right now, and I'm about to do a show, and I'm really excited. And my show is going to be like improv. Yeah,
is this
gonna,
a show for?
It's going to be what? For TV.
Okay. Any particular network? Or are you allowed to say?
I'm not really allowed to say yet.
Okay.
I'm not a rabouche yet.
She became Japanese all of a sudden. I know the road to say.
It's going
to
be in Korea.
That was really good Japanese voice.
You could do Japanese voice.
Oh my God, you're so good at that.
Because you can very
you could
angry.
Totally replace Bobby Lee in every voiceover.
Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee?
Bobby
Lee.
Sworn enemy of Bobby Lee.
Are you? Oh, okay. I actually like him. Okay.
No. He's been on the podcast too.
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I should leave.
We're all friends. See, but you have to know the difference.
I thought you guys had
standards. You couldn't smell the egg rolls?
Yeah. But see, when you're doing Asian accents, you have to know the difference. Like, because the Japanese is a very...
No, but basically, back to me.
Okay, back to you. Whatever. Fuck it. I'm not talented.
Oh, man. You're very good. You're controlling. This is how it goes in the interviews, too?
Yes.
Like when Barbara Walters,
I go on like CNN, and I would go on Conan. I would like to sit at Conan's desk and make him sit at the chair.
You'd be a great guest.
I would love to, Conan. Yeah. You can please have me on your show, Conan.
Oh, yeah, he for sure is not listening.
He totally listens to the podcast.
Barbara Walters, I feel like, if she's like, Whitney Fowen, you've been on a number.
Barbara Walters, a.k.a. Elma Fudd's wife.
Oh, my God. See, that's why you'd be great. You'd do that shit back to her. And she'd go, what the fuck did you just say to me?
And I'd be like, Barbara Walters, why do we have to be so serious? Yeah. Barbara Walters, why do you not open your mouth all the way when you speak?
Where'd your gums go, bitch?
Barbara Walters.
You know,
is your head removable?
Great question.
One of my questions,
is that candy in there?
It's like a human pest dispenser. One of the questions I have on my list is like, how do you think of your stuff? But I think you just...
I'm just fucking crazy.
Yeah, I think I'm witnessing
it
right now.
I'm supposed to be on like a lot more medication than I'm on, and I'm not. So it's like, I kind of am just a psychopath.
For what?
I have like anxiety disorders.
Well, that's everybody does on a certain level.
So it makes me like really like, I mean, but I'm just really outgoing. You know what I mean? So I'm just, I mean.
But you know, you're smart to not be medicated.
I feel like people try to medicate you for everything. And it's like, it kind of makes me sad because like, this is my personality. Like, why do I want to change
Suppress it? Yeah, that's basically what they're saying with pills.
Like, it's like, they like, you could be more stable. I'm like, I could be stable like fucking like who? Like fucking Peter over there in the corner is fucking hates his life.
By the way, say what's up, Pete.
Hey, what's going on, man?
He's reading a fucking Highlights children's magazine.
Love that shit. I found a kite.
I love that you knew Highlights.
Come on. You know,
you gotta know Highlights.
Oh my God, my aunt, Aunt Dolores,
one,
I love her.
One side's good, the other side's
fake. My Aunt Dolores prescribed me, speaking of medication, she subscribed me to Highlights till I was like 22.
What if she prescribed you to Highlights? Brittany, there's a magazine that'll make you smarter. I think it's brighter.
They just lick the corners of the pages.
Oh my God.
Did you do that? Were you a lick kid?
She was a window licker.
You can't see Brittany right now.
I didn't leak any. I didn't leak. And I did not leak anything when I was a kid, okay? I do not leak things. Leaking is dirty. Let me tell you something about me when I was a child, okay? Like when people would come in, you know, they bring their treats. They bring their treats for their birthday. I would say, hey, you know, I do not want any of your treats because maybe you sneezed when you made the treats, you know? Maybe you did not wash your hands when you made these treats, you know? How do I know? How do I know this, you know? Maybe you have a cold and you sneezed all over the treats and now I get the cold. I did not want this. You know what I mean?
Perfect.
Perfect. No, but I really was so paranoid when I was younger when kids would like bring in treats and shit.
Why?
I would be like, I'm like, not
where do these cookies come from, Eric? He's like, my mom. Oh, yeah? Is she your mom? What does that mean?
I would literally only eat the snacks if I saw them like come out of a box, like from a store.
I actually
because the kids are fucking dirty. I'd always see every fucking kid was always like wiping his fucking nose, touching his asshole. Like,
such a funny observation.
I went to a different. I was very much an old adult when I was younger. Like, I literally was such an adult when I was younger. Like, literally, I will never forget this. My mom dropped me off at daycare for the first fucking time. And you know how, like, you know, 30 minutes into daycare, you take a nap. They go nap time. They pull out those shitty fucking gym mats and they make everybody take naps.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, they pulled out the fucking disgusting gym mats and I was like, excuse me.
There isn't no fucking guy I'm laying on that fucking shit like, right now.
Do you guys clean these gym mats? Because if you don't, I am not laying on them. And even if you do, I'm not laying on them.
It
so.
Looks like somebody tried to build a diorama.
Oh my God, but it was so fucking gross because they would pull out the mats and all the kids were like, they were just like little robots. They'd be like, okay. And they'd like lay down and take naps together. I was like, ew, you're all so gross. Like, what is wrong with you all fucking sleeping together and shit? And like, so I would sit with the teachers and listen to them talk about their boyfriends and shit. So it was kind of weird. Yeah, it was like the adult. I would never take nap time ever. I was like, why the fuck do I need a nap? All I did was fucking like hump the seesaw for 20 fucking minutes. I'm not
love
that
it.
Tired.
Love
you know what
it.
I mean?
It's like
this
seesaw.
This explains right? so
like,
much.
That seesaw,
all I did
that
was like sit on that
talk.
Little horse outside. I was like,
what do you think that seesaw would say if it could talk while you were doing that?
Everyone wanted that horse, and I always called the horse. And if someone was on the horse, I made him get off. It was like this little horse on a spring, and it was like,
sounds like a ton of fun. It probably was, though, back in the day.
I just did that.
Back in the day.
I just kept doing it until hoping I would disappear.
Sounds like a horror movie.
I thought you were going to say hoping until I came. I was going to be like, oh, my God.
At five.
Adam, you sick fuck.
What would okay.
We
oh, my God. Get your finger out of that wax. She's putting candle wax on her wrist right now.
Give herself a new tattoo.
This shit's so sexy. Brad, put candle wax on your wrist.
Wait, you told me you met Puff Daddy.
Yeah, I did.
How'd that happen?
It was awesome.
Was it a
party
or something?
You know what else I did? I made a fucking idiot of myself.
Why?
because when I was leaving hanging out with Puff Daddy, first of all, Puff Daddy said to me, I'm going to say this because you brought it up.
Say it.
Okay, it's not you the one. I wasn't the one that came out and was like, oh, I hung out with Puff Daddy. Because
no, I brought it up.
I'm not a fucking douche like that. I don't say shit like
that. Well, you said you got...
But you brought it up, so I'm going to say what he said to me because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
He literally, because I, like, ew, I got candle wax all over my face. He literally came up to me, because this is how I am with everyone. I'm always like this. Like, I literally am like this. La, 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 and then I go to bed, and I'm like...
You're out.
And then I wake up, and I'm like... La, 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 la.
Do you wake up like that?
I do. I just sit straight up.
So when you... Oh, my God. Holy shit. You open the curtains like, hello, day. Ready for another morning?
I'm going to fuck the shit out of this day.
And the son's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
See, that's what they should put in the Wheaties commercial.
I'm going to fuck the shit out of this day. That's so funny.
Okay, let me tell you what Puff Daddy said to me. So I was like really hyper, but I was actually especially turned because I was just so excited.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking like just making jokes, like riffing and all this shit. And he's like, you live at a 22, don't you? You guys know what that means, right? Like I'd like... Like, you know, people are like at a 10 or like a 6. I live at like a fucking 22. Like, I am like off the charts fucking. He's like, you live at a 22, don't you? Except he sounded way cooler because he's puffy.
Sure.
And,
you sure he wasn't an old white man?
No, he was really young. He's like, girl, you live at a 22. Okay, bye. No, he was really nice to me. But it was really funny because I was so hyper and like so turn up that like at the end of the party, at the end of the night, I was like saying bye to everybody. And it was so, I had so much fun that night. It was really, really fun. A really fun night for me. And I was leaving one more time. Really great night. And I was leaving.
A lot of celebrities.
Yeah, tons. Yeah. Like I don't even want to.
The who's
tell you.
Who?
What kind of party was it?
Name one other person.
It was a big, this guy, Jimmy Ivey, is like a big music producer.
Oh, okay.
He does like, he's Def Jam.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So anyway, so there's huge people there. So literally I'm leaving. I had the best night of my life. I'm fucking leaving and I'm just so fucking turned up. And then Puff Daddy's like, okay, I'll see you later. And he gives me a hug. And I was like, hey, Puffy, as he's walking away. And like, ride or die.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
And then I threw myself in the traffic.
I think that's an appropriate reaction after such an event.
What did he do when you said that?
He was just like, all right.
Yeah, because first of all, no one's called him Puffy in 15 years.
I know, people call him P. You call him P. Nobody calls him Puffy.
Anybody call him Sean Honeycombs?
No.
I would.
Maybe it's his favorite cereal.
And that's probably why
you're never going to get invited over his house.
Well, that's your opinion.
We'll make
not
it happen.
In those fucking pants.
Oh, back to the pants.
Shaheem Jabbar.
Hilarious. That is my middle name. How did you know that?
Hussein Jafar.
Jafar from fucking Aladdin. Now, back to Disney.
I just combined like an evil person in real life and a Disney evil person.
Sure, why not? It's a fun game. So I read this rumor about you and I didn't know if it was true.
Rumor control.
But now I think it is. Is the rumor that you're banned from Target true?
Yes.
Oh my God, why? Listen, where are you going to get towels?
Yeah.
I know. Listen, guys. Though, listen, my dad, last time he was in town. Daddy.
Oh my God.
Not creepy at all.
If I ever did that to my dad, he'd fucking kick me in the dick.
Well, you're not a fucking girl, okay?
Yeah, well,
you can't
also
do it. You're not a female, okay? I can do it. Daddy, it's really cute.
You're right. You're right.
There you go.
I love my dad. Sure. He's the best.
I thought we should have him on the podcast.
So I should. He'd be really funny. He'd be like, Brittany, be quiet the whole time.
That sounds hilarious.
He's the only one that can like calm me down.
For real? Doing what?
Giving me like a sleeper hold.
Oh, okay. Well,
so funny.
It helps.
So funny. Because I thought you were going to say a real answer and I was going to have to sweaty hands. So, all right, you banned from Target?
Okay, so I got banned from Target because I was creeping on people. And like, actually, I creeped on so many people. Like, I creeped
those
on
are some of my favorite
like,
vines of yours,
literally
by the way.
Creeped the shit out of people. I would steal their shopping carts. I would sneeze on them. I would smell their hair. I'd fucking steal their
come
products.
Come up right behind them.
Come up
the
right
best.
Behind them. Yeah. I'd hump them. I'd do all kinds of shit. So everything was going great for like almost an entire
now,
year.
Now, would you hump them or would you put a pillow in between them before you
hump them? I don't care. I'll hump the shit out of them. You know, I'm fucking Target. They're middle class. They're not like
that's when the benefits of being a hot girl are definitely showed.
Aww,
because
you're so sweet.
Well, no, because a hot girl does it. Like, all right, just stop coming to the store anymore. Adam and I do it. It's like Dateline, NBC.
A Jew and a dwarf.
Any publicity is good publicity.
I guess so. We got to start humping people at Target.
You do. You need to take your game up. So basically what happened was I started doing it. I was doing it for a while. And then one day I creeped on an employee. And almost gave her a fucking heart attack.
Was it a stranger in a red polo and you just mistook her?
I was like, oh, she could make work here. Or she could just be putting those clothes away because she's nice.
She's got a unique body deformity. All right, sure. So So you start creeping.
So I creeped on her and I really scared her. And then the next time I came into Target,
Your face was up.
Yep. The next time I came into Target, the security guard came up to me and he said, "You're not allowed to be in here."
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, "What happened?" He's like, he pulled me to the side, and I'm not gonna no lie against this. He pulls me aside. He goes, "Yo, listen, I watch your vines. I think you're funny as fuck."
This is awesome.
He's like, but I got bigger people watching you. And he's like, they told me I cannot let you in here anymore. I'm sorry. You're going to have to find another store to shop at. And I said, well, what happened? He said, you creeped on an employee. Then, you know, they claim that that's like an unsafe workplace for them now. You know what I mean? So it's like, if the Target employees like can say that they feel like I'm putting them at risk or some shit like that. Okay. So they didn't care when I was creeping on their customers, but they cared when I did to employees. So that's when all bets were off. So
just this Target or all Targets?
Let me tell you what happened. So basically I was banned. I didn't go there for like 6 months or like how long? 4 or 5 months. I was really upset. And then my dad came out and my dad was
like, let's go get some pens.
Yeah,
Brittany.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I need pens. It was right. Exactly. I was like, oh, I love pens. I need pens. I need more pens. So my dad came out and he's like, let's go get you some pens. Okay. Well, it was something like that.
Sure.
Like dog food, some shit. Yeah. And I was like, oh, we got to go to Ralph's. And he's like, why? And I said, because I got kicked out of Target. And he said, no. We're going to Target. And
love
I was like, and I was like, no, dad, I can't. Like, I was like, no one tells me where I can't go.
Oh, your dad's
and
shit.
My daughter, where she can't go. If anyone's going to tell my daughter she can't go somewhere, it's me. My dad's like,
she's a fucking modern day Captain Hook.
My dad's a shit. So literally we go to Target. We walk in, security comes right up to us and he goes, I'm sorry, she can't be in here. And my dad gets right in the guy's face and he goes, listen, I'm her father. If she does anything, I'll beat her ass.
Wow.
And what happened?
And the guy was like, okay. And they let me shop
okay,
there.
Mr. Furlan. And the thing you say, Mr. Furlan, by the way, your daughter's vines are hilarious. It helps me through my diabetes because I needed a couple of laughs every day for the day.
Oh, my God.
So,
but no,
so,
so
Bubba
funny.
From Forrest Gump
they
works at Target.
Literally, the guy, okay, first of all, he was Hispanic, okay? Don't make it seem, I just can't do it.
Okay.
It was like, okay, Mr. Furlan.
Mr. Furlan.
This is okay.
By the way, the candles are aisle 7 next to the chips.
This is all good as long as she don't, like, film nobody or anything, okay?
No, film nobody with a camera phone?
I don't want to, like, lose my job or anything, you know?
Lose my job.
But, yeah, so basically, like, he let us go, and then I shopped there. And now I go in there by myself sometimes, and they still try to stop me, but I'm just like, yo, I'm not gonna fucking do anything.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, I guess they figure, like, by the time they call the cops, I'd be leaving anyway. And, like, you know, the cops probably watch my vines too, so.
They probably do.
I'm not lying. Right. I actually did a cop prank where I was dressed in a fucking bear suit and I scared a cop.
That seems like a horrible idea.
Really fucking mad and scolded me for like an hour and a half.
Can't arrest you though, huh?
No, because I didn't touch him. And I cried. And I have a vagina.
All those factors.
And I let him fuck me in it. I'm
just kidding. Wow.
So funny.
That was the secret.
He was a furry. No, I'm just kidding. He was into the whole bear suit thing. No, he wasn't.
What if he was?
No, but he could have been. But even, no, he really reprimanded me. But anyway, so I literally did that. And then I was in this place, Malibu Fish Grill on Melrose. They should pay me for that.
Fucking name dropper.
No, sure. But I was at Malibu Fish Grill on Melrose and it was full of cops. And my friend was like, just meet me here. And I hate going places where there's a lot of cops because I always feel like they're like going to fucking arrest me or something for all the bad shit that I've done. So I walk in and there's full of cops. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like literally every fucking table has cops at it. And they all look at me when I walk in. And then they start fucking like whispering to each other. Like I hear them, you know, except like cop whispers. So that's like, boo. You know,
like, oh my God, Michael
okay, so
Winslow.
Then I go, yeah, right? So I go over to get a drink at like the fountain, and the guy comes. One of the cops
Wait,
comes.
The soda fountain, or like there was a giant fountain, and you were a fucking.
No, there's like a giant fountain that I just like. You know, it's like a bird bath. You know, like you bathe yourself in.
I do know.
You bathe yourself in Dr. Pepper. It's really fun. Malibu
awesome.
Fish Grill. Shout out. No, it's not. It's actually a soda fountain. I'm just from the 1950s. So I go out a fountain. We get you soda. You know. So
hey, Jimmy, I'm skating to the fucking.
Jimmy, meet me at the fountain. We're gonna
Wait,
go
what
get
was the
two
dance?
Sprites and a Coke. It'll be really fun. A
the
pop.
Sock
hop. When I say cop, Coke, I meant pop. When I say Coke, I'm cop, and I'm having a stroke, I think.
A 1950s stroke.
So anyway,
right.
The cop comes up to me, and he goes, hey, you're the girl who made those bear vine, huh?
It got around.
And I was like, yeah. And then he shouts back to all the guys, yeah, it's her. She's the one who made all the bear vine, huh? She made it. And they were like, ooh. And then the guy's like, I thought it was pretty funny.
All right. That's a relief.
Ooh, you should be in trouble for that, but we can't actually do anything because you didn't touch us.
Right? And then he was really nice to me about it. And he's like, yo, can I get your number?
For sure.
Can I get your number?
Girl.
No, he didn't ask for my number. Although I would love to date a cop. Like, I'd feel really safe.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'd love to date a nurse or like a
girls
doctor.
Like that. You want to feel safe, right?
If I ever had a heart attack or something that could help me, like, I'd want to date someone who's like a
they're certified in.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that'd be nice.
Yeah, how many comics
like,
are certified in fucking
no
CPR?
No, you're fucking. Apparently, Adam's just certified in fucking eyebrows. That's
and shitty wow. pants. Let me tell you something about cops. Wait, tell us really quick. What do girls look for, dude?
Now I look for someone who's funny. I can't be with someone who's not funny. Like, I need to laugh. Like, that's like a big thing for me because I'm so outgoing and I feel like every guy that I've dated, I've been the one that's been like making all the jokes mostly. And it's kind of like hard, you know?
Yeah,
it's like every day I have like this energy and I'm happy. And then like when I date someone who's like normal, it's like so sad and like
I would
boring.
Say, I would say you could try to date a guy that could get a word in. Holy God.
Oh, Brad.
No, that wasn't a slight at all.
It's okay. I'll be quiet for the rest of the
no,
podcast.
No, I'm not saying
have
that.
Have fun interviewing my Evian bottle. Let's just shout out for Evian.
No, like, but like, I'm saying it'd be hard for a guy.
Baby. Are you checking your email, Adam?
No, I'm just making sure. I always have to
okay,
check
yeah.
the
no, are you checking your email?
Look at
you got Hotmail? What do you got? Huh? Yahoo?
That's a personal question.
Gmail? Your Ymail? What do you got?
Ymail?
Yeah.
Does anybody have that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
My trainer has Ymail.
That's apparently some
my
new
trainer
stuff I don't know
is
about.
The shit. I really
you
like
just got
he,
him. Huh?
Yeah, he fucking he kills me. He's great.
What's who else? What's his deal?
He's just awesome. He's a personal trainer, and he was a friend of mine, and then he became my trainer. And because he was always a trainer, and I was just like, I never worked out. I never wanted to work out. He was always like, come, you know, do this, come run in, come do all this working out shit. And I was like, I don't do that. And then one day he's like, just do it. You'll feel really good afterwards.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Do you notice a change in how you feel?
Yeah, I feel. Oh my God, like I have all this energy. I have even more energy.
Oh, fuck.
Which,
oh my God, that's scary.
God, yeah.
I just like
future
jump,
suitors.
I just like jump off Runyon Canyon.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure if you did, you could fly with all,
that'd be
with
a
all
great,
the energy you have. You
right?
would just start floating.
That's
as you're,
what I'm going
you're
for.
Vining as you're falling.
Yeah,
to your death.
I'm just like, hey guys, the first like death vine. Oh, that's fucked up. Don't put that in people's heads. Someone will do that.
Probably already happened. We just haven't seen
I
it
hope
yet.
Not.
And someone probably
I hope
banned
not.
It.
I really hope not. That'd be sad.
Do you know the people you collaborate with are all your friends, right?
Most of them, yeah. Some of them are enemies, but I'm just kidding.
But people
they're
hit you up
all cool.
the time
all
the same
cool.
way.
Yeah, they're all cool. They're all friends of mine.
But there are people probably with like two followers that are like, let's do some vines together.
Yeah, all the time.
I got this weird idea where I'm making pancakes and you eat them.
No, it's like really funny because they write me emails and they're like, hey, you don't know me and I don't know you, but I think we could do some cool shit together.
God,
like, fuck, and make vines. And yeah, it's like really yeah, weird. Right? I get like marriage proposals via email. It's like really sweet. It's really endearing.
How many marriage proposals have you had in the last week, be honest?
Three.
That's pretty.
And it's usually from
right.
like
that's
it's usually from like it's usually from guys that are like Shaheem Akbar. Like he's like, I will buy you.
That's
I will right. give you a beautiful life.
Oh, how tempting is that? Be honest.
And you could just and God. You could just talk to me in 6 second increments. It'll be great.
He's like, we will roll around in curry.
Oh my God!
Lick each other's assholes.
So racist.
I don't know
racist.
the way you're describing it. Who are these guys' names? I kind of I
no,
want to see if they're interested
like,
in me.
You feel like you know them? Maybe.
No, I'm fucking attracted to them now.
You have a girlfriend. Don't fuck it up. And a hot Puerto Rican girlfriend too. Hey, papi. Does she really say that? Does she call you papi?
No.
That would freak me out. I can't have girls call me daddy, poppy, none of that.
Daddy's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. I had guys be like, call me daddy. And I'm like, no, because I love my daddy and I think you're just a fling.
So funny. So funny.
I love when Adam thinks something's funny, but not that funny. He just says so funny. That's like me. When I think something's funny and I don't think it's that funny, I go hilarious. Hilarious.
But no. Brad can attest to this. When I say that or say hilarious, I actually do think it's very funny.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh my God, you're so sweet. Yeah. Look at you with your little 5 o'clock shadow. You.
Thank you.
You little cute pants.
He works on that.
He's so cute.
It grows too fast. I don't have a girlfriend. I can't.
Why?
Because I'm too busy.
Oh, yeah. Please. You're not that fucking busy.
But, yeah.
He's busy.
I travel a lot.
No, I know you do. Getting it's those frequent much. Flyer miles in.
Come on, you know how it works.
You gotta date, you know, somebody that can deal with that.
Was there
somebody who's dating like four other people? Be great for you.
There you go. Like a tag team boyfriend.
You know, there's people everywhere I go. City.
Right.
I was just in Detroit and probably five different couples of older Jewish people were like, we got a Jewish daughter for you.
Oh my God, do you have to marry a Jewish girl because you're
fuck
Jewish?
That. No, my mom's is always like, it'd be easier. What does that mean?
She'd be just like your mother, and you love your mother.
Oh my God!
Now he's never dating a Jewish girl anymore.
She's really. She, I mean,
people always think I'm Jewish, 100%.
Yeah,
everyone thinks I'm Jewish. Everyone, like I even have people like write
just the black hair.
Write me. I know it's kind
what?
Of crazy.
Really?
I mean, I think it's my personality too. They think I'm Jewish because it's Italian. Like I'm Italian, 100%
yeah,
Italian.
For sure.
So it's like very similar. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, the whole guilt thing. And,
do you have guilt?
Obsessed with our parents and loving our mothers. And
Loving your mothers is Jewish?
Living with our, Yes. Very Jewish.
I know, I guess it is.
No one else loves their mothers they besides don't. Jewish people.
Loving your mother was so 1997.
Oh my God, I love you guys.
Like, was there a moment when you were creating all this and you started getting followers? Was there like a singular moment where you said, holy shit, this is a thing? Or were you just always doing it just for you? Because you got,
I'm still doing it just for me. I don't fucking care. Like, I'm so grateful for all the people that follow me. I love them. I'm so grateful. But I'm doing it for me. I'm not like...
Because before this, you were doing... Like, when I first met you, you were doing like sketch stuff, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you have a comedy background. Always. This was just another way...
This was just another outlet.
Like, the same way people were doing, like, you know, videos for Funny or Die and stuff.
Right,
this
right.
was your outlet, yeah. but it was...
Yeah, it was like... I mean, I was going on all these auditions and stuff like that. I wasn't booking. So, I mean, I booked a couple shows and I did them. And then it was like in between, I had all this fucking downtime. So I was like, I'm just going to start performing myself and doing my own stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was just like the answer.
Which you hear over and over again is the way to like get...
To do it yourself.
Yeah.
I ask everybody all the time, actually, a lot of kids write me emails and say like, I'm trying to break into show business. Sure. And da-da-da. I'm like, me too.
You respond to all of them? Hilarious.
I'm like,
isn't that funny? They're like, you made it.
Right?
You're like, I'm
like,
getting going right now.
I live in a duplex. Like, I haven't fucking made it yet. Like, come on.
Bragger.
That's a bragger. Okay.
But then,
the place is nice.
But then,
thank you.
But then that's a good segue. Then, like, are you looking to have this lead into other things? And what sort of things are you trying to do?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm doing the show. I'm gonna do the show, and hopefully it'll work out. I got some cool people attached to it, so I'm pretty excited.
Good.
And I have good agents, and you know, they're taking care of me, and just, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't like to. I mean, I don't know what I'm gonna fucking do tomorrow, let alone what I'm gonna do. Like,
but how awesome is that?
You
ever
want to
know? You ever want to have your shit planned out and have it be routine?
No. No. I love my life because every day is different. You know what I mean? Like, I don't wake up and be like, oh, like, I mean,
you wake up and say, I want to fuck the shit out of this day.
I do, and I do.
It's actually a great model.
I fuck the day. I fuck it up.
But you know what? It's the
I fuck it up in a good way.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, damn, that was some good sex. You know what I mean? The day is like, call me.
The day's like, call me. Oh my God. That should be the closing of your show.
Yeah.
Right?
Hope you guys had a good day. Fuck the shit out of it.
Call me. No, I have so many funny sketches. And Adam's going to be. Adam, I want you to be a part of it.
I
got so much good news to tell you, too.
Okay,
like,
good.
So many cool things. Like, it's going to be so fun.
I mean, I'll be involved as much as you let me, which I hope is at
a
decent level.
A lot. If I can get you, you're never even here.
Oh, I'll make time.
I'll get you paid and
I'll
you'll stay around.
I'll make time.
Sure.
Right? That's what it's all about.
I mean, are you doing anything for this particular show? Are you doing anything like your Vines, like little quick videos?
Basically, it's going to be like a sketch show, and it's, there's going to be sketches, and they're not going to be long. They're going to be quick sketches. It's going to be like, but not 6 seconds, you know, like a little minute to 3 minutes. You know?
Here's what I think about you,
too. I don't want to give it away too much.
Yeah. Sure.
We've talked about how much energy you do have, but like there, also people are high on charismatic, funny women right now.
Yes.
And you bring a different, like, you are doing some of the character stuff, but like you too, like you very... like right now, just talking neutrally is also very interesting.
Yeah.
And then like, but the fact that you can, you know, you have levels like that, but also, I don't know. It's just you have a different, you have a different energy.
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
And also having a built-in following is like,
it helps.
Fuck. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
like
sure.
That's, why do you think these fucking 9-year-olds on YouTube are getting their own series?
Dude, I'm so grateful for my I don't want to call them fans because I feel like they're just like
they are
fans.
Yeah, they look forward to it.
Just don't name them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just so grateful to have it. It's really nice. Like I guess I never even realized like what it was until like I hit like a million followers and then I started going out and people stopped me and asked me to take pictures and stuff like that. It's like,
yo, cops saying,
right,
we saw your shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. Yeah. Like it's crazy.
Think about it. There's also probably people that you've, I mean, at a higher level that have seen that just don't know maybe how to get a hold
right,
or whatever.
Right,
like,
right, right.
Shit, fucking Robin Williams has probably fucking seen your shit.
Oh, that'd be cool.
For sure he has.
I love him.
Yeah. He's my favorite.
Hi, Robin.
Who are your? I always like to ask people comedy who like their influences were.
Who my influence? Oh my God! Well, my influences are all the people that you pretty much like. I love Kristen Wiig. Like she's a huge influence. Like,
but getting going when you were like a kid, who did you like?
Oh, when I was younger. Oh, Jim Carrey. Oh my God, Ace Ventura. Alrighty then.
The best.
I used to do all that shit. Like I pretended like I had a penis, and I'd be like, do my
okay.
Okay, we can stop there.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
And tell people where they can not find you, because that was okay. So Brittany has a penis. Fuck.
She's got a dick.
I don't have a fucking penis.
No, no.
She's got a dick, and she used it to snort cocaine.
I used to love Jim Carrey, and I feel like when I was growing up, like it was like he was one of the people I really looked up to, and like I thought he was so cool. I love Joan Rivers too. Like my mom used to watch Joan Rivers. My mom used to watch Joan Rivers all the time. Oh my god, I loved her documentary.
So great.
I want her to adopt me. Like, am I too old to be adopted? Like, I want to be please adopt me. Like, by the way, everyone thinks I'm like way older than I am. I'm only in my 20s. People are so mean. Some guy was like, "You're 49, huh? Why don't you stop trying to make it happen?"
He's just being a dick. He's just trying to get a reaction out of you.
Some guy said that. I was like, eh. I told you, I see stuff randomly, and I'm like, ah, sad. Yeah. And sometimes I'm like, oh, it's so nice.
What
and
makes
sometimes
you cry?
I'm like, eh. Makes me cry. Nothing's made me cry.
Are you
never
an emotional
been that
person?
Bad. I am. Yeah. Love makes me cry, but like happy cry.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Like movies?
Yeah.
Romantic comedy.
Romantic movies. Like romantic
like the heat?
Stuff. Like the heat when Adam comes in and shoots the cell phone. Oh my God.
Sure.
That was a cry fest.
Ooh, shit.
Absolutely.
What about Forrest Gump when he finds out that his kid is his kid?
Oh my God. Forrest Gump was so
that moment
sad.
Gets me every time. If I see it on TBS.
What about Lady and the Tramp when they kiss with the spaghetti?
Oh, that's a classic moment.
I mean,
do you guys remember that?
Yeah,
sure.
You guys
that actually
have all
is really
seen
sweet.
That. It was really cute, wasn't it?
It was
a funny Disney movie.
The most beautiful.
You guys are trying to take it to like an adult level, and I'm like, remember that Disney movie where they kick it?
That was super sweet. All the Disney movies had sentimental moments, though.
They did, didn't they? Like every Disney movie had like a really sincere, sweet moment.
The Lion King? Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Can I buy you? Is it fucking just a pimp saying to a prostitute? Can I buy you? Can I buy you?
Brad's like, I'm going to go on YouTube, okay?
What are you talking about?
I'll give you anyone $1,000 if they can. Wait, is this
is the Broadway version. Because I'm a little bit gay inside.
No, no.
Have you seen the show?
Yeah, I've seen the show.
Have you seen
it? It's an acid trip.
When it comes back here, we should all go.
Are you going to take
and,
me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the opening number from the movie is this. It's mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing.
Because it's like
the elephant,
minutes.
Right?
Oh, all the animals and shit.
The elephant, the cheetah were the
best
parts.
How many times did you call him in the opening? Just in the opening.
Oh, yeah, twice. And I can't. But,
oh.
Yeah.
I was in my refractory period when Rafiki came out.
That's why he wears those factory pants.
Hilarious.
The only thing that can handle it.
Thank you.
I was trying so hard to find that song, and no joke, that song on my iTunes is between Elvis Costello and the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh my God, I was listening to 90s music all day today when I worked out.
What song?
So fun. Oh, I listened to, what was it? Gin Blossoms.
Jealousy.
Yeah, I listened to Hey Jealousy. I listened to
Anywhere You Go.
That song?
Yeah, I listened to All I Can Say, Blind Melon Is My Life.
No Rain is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Amazing.
That guy's voice is so good.
I love that guy. And that little fat girl, where is she now? The bumblebee?
The bee?
I want to know where the bee is. I really do.
You know who that little fat girl is?
Who?
Maya Bialik.
Who?
Blossom.
What?
No, that's not true. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
How bad do you want to learn how to play just that opening, too?
Right.
Just so you can...
And I can be the cool person at the party for like 3 minutes, and then I'm like, I don't know the rest. Just let everybody down.
Show up in a bee costume.
I mean, God, such a great song.
Is that your jam? Like 90s music?
I thought we were actually taking a real break.
Oh, no.
Hello. Oh, I was like, it's a musical break. Okay,
no,
so what
just
are we talking
that.
About? I was about to start telling you guys some personal shit.
We are going to take a break. We'll be right back in just a second.
Shut up.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover.
Look at this bruise. It's from a vine.
What happened?
That was much worse.
What did you do?
It's from a vine. I fucking got hit by a car for
a vine.
Are
you putting your body in harm's way?
You guys want to see some crazy shit? Look.
I saw that vine. What's this? Okay. Oh, you're showing us your vine wounds? Holy crap.
Goodness, Jesus,
that is a huge bruise on your hip. Yeah. That is ridiculous. What's that from?
So much worse.
Was that the car hitting you too?
Yeah, the car hit
me. She just showed
really
us a giant bruise on her hip.
I told my friend to go slow, and he was like, okay, so like 25.
Yeah.
25 can kill a person.
You know what's so shitty, too, is actually, like, we shot the Vine, and it was me dressed as Natalie Nature, and the sad part is that he hits me with the car, and I literally went fucking flying. Like, looks like he didn't hit me that hard, because Rand was filming, and he cut right away, and if he would have kept filming, you would have seen me hit the windshield
ricochet.
And then go fucking flying off the car. But the way it made it look like he was actually going kind of slow, but he was hit, he hit me so
25.
Hard.
25.
And then when I hit the ground, I was like, did you get it? And he's like, oh, no, I cut to make it, like, look from the inside, because we were going to do this so cut pissed. Where we shoot right. from the inside, and I was like... kill myself. Like, I could not get hit by the car anymore that day. I was like,
oh, yeah, that's a one take thing.
That's,
now,
that was the last take. We did it like a couple times, and then the last take, he hit me really hard. Now, like, I know what it feels like to get hit by a car now. Like, I literally hit the fucking car.
All for your craft.
Like, I jumped up because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to jump so that you don't take it fully.
Yeah.
And I fucking jumped up, and it went boom, and just my side nailed the front. I dented his Beamer. I fucking fucked his shit up. Yeah.
Wow.
I fucked it up. We shouldn't have used that car.
Is that like the first sort of real stunt you've done on your Vines?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's weird because, like, I do like a lot of my own crazy shit. Like, I probably could be like a fucking stunt person. I do all kinds of crazy shit. Like, I jump off of stuff and stuff. I don't know why I don't get hurt normally. Like, I normally knock on wood. Mm-hmm. I never get hurt. I've done some really crazy shit. Like, I was that girl who would like jump off your roof onto like your trampoline.
No,
you know what
shit.
I mean? Yeah. Well, because I like honestly, I think in longer sketch form, and then I do this, try to just take the punchline out and make that the Vine.
That's
but
awesome.
Like, it's hard because then like sometimes I'm like, oh fuck, if we could fit those two more seconds in, like, so then I'm just like, ah, fuck it, because it's not going to be good without. You know what I mean?
So like, will you have some longer form?
Yeah,
sketch
I do. Like, I can go 7 seconds. Like, I can really.
She can go 7 seconds.
I got
seconds.
Some killer 10-second sketches.
Hilarious.
Bam, right.
That's about it, though.
Do you ever think we'll go shorter than Vine?
Do I ever
An app will come out that's like 3 seconds.
God,
no, right?
Fuck that.
How does 6 get to be the number?
I don't know. It's actually like 6.765 or some shit. It's like 6 in like a loop. I don't know. It's perfect, though. I love it. I mean, before there was Vine, there was 5-second films, which I actually used to watch.
My buddy created that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's on the podcast.
Oh, my God. I love him. And I, like, my friend Olivia does their, Olivia Taylor Dudley. She's in their sketch. She's in their stuff.
It's awesome.
She's good.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, they're great. I love them. And I used to watch their stuff before Vine came out. And then when Vine came out, I was like, wow, kind of like almost like it ripped them off. You know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
Like, it totally did rip them off.
Because they were enough popular.
But did their videos loop? Their videos didn't loop. They just were 5 seconds.
Yeah, no, you're, yeah, there's
5-second films.
And I think the looping aspect on Vine really enhances the punchline because
it does.
Because
it really
it is
does.
Only a 6
Without
seconds.
That loop,
it's
shit's not funny.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, the whole reason why shit is funny is because people watch it 72 fucking times and they notice all the shit in the background. They notice, like, people doing shit. Like,
and they get a quick laugh.
They're like, ha, your dog's face, like, from 3 rooms down. I'm like, what? Like, I didn't even know my dog was, like, 3 rooms down,
so
like,
funny.
Making a face. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh my God, like, you're, like, that weird guy in your window. Like, who's outside your window? And I'm like, oh my God, what?
Now you
I'm
go scared. Back and watch
it's like,
it.
So scary.
So funny.
It is. It's they notice everything. They're like, wow, you need to do your laundry. Like, they do. They leave comments on everything. They're like, wow, there's a condom wrapper on the floor. Someone just fucked. Like, they notice everything.
Wow.
Like, I have to be really careful when I Vine because they pick it apart. They notice
well, you
everything.
Well, you're a bit. Like,
especially when you're doing stuff
film.
Huh?
What?
I just said like the damn Zapruder film. That was a JFK reference.
Wow, you're fucking getting all smart on us, Brad.
Zapruder
fucking,
film?
What the fuck
yeah,
is
the guy that
shit?
Filmed JFK getting shot.
Oh.
Only I went to college.
Yeah, you did. I actually went to fashion school.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah, I just had to match colors. They're like, okay, so for your first test, what outfit goes together?
That's so funny, by the way. I want that to be so true.
It was pretty much all
so if you had jeans and shoes, what order would you put them on?
You're like, what the fuck is going on?
So you put your shoes on, then the jeans. Wrong.
Wrong. Tomorrow we'll talk about it.
You fail, bitch.
You fail, bitch.
You're a basic bitch. Get out of the class.
Well, Brittany, here's what I like about you, Brittany, is you are
you going to list everything you don't like about me?
No,
after this?
No,
okay.
I'm just going to say what I like about you is the fact that you're of this next generation and you're showing people that you don't need an executive of some network to come to you and say, here is fame and fortune and show business.
No, but I will take that still.
Obviously.
If you're listening out there, Hollywood.
but you honestly did it yourself.
You worked your ass off.
I did work my ass off, but I still have a really big ass, so I have a lot more working to do.
Hilarious.
And you have a lot of more work to do and you're not done because you have goals beyond this. You're obviously achieving them with this show and comes out.
Yeah.
Opportunity. This business, I feel like, is about opportunities.
Yeah. It is.
And you have set yourself. You know, my mom always tells me this. to quote Mike, my grandpa, she's like, you make your own good luck. She's like, you know,
you
like,
do.
So like
I
you
believe,
put yourself,
I highly believe in that.
So everything, you know, like working hard to put yourself in position to get certain things. And, you know, for people, you know, some people, everyone likes to knock something that has gotten popular or somebody that gets something that they wanted to get.
Yeah,
you know?
I do have a lot of haters, but I love them too.
For sure, but like, but that's just in any business. Yeah. Like, people just don't, you know.
Yeah.
But you, you listen to how like articulately you just talked about all this stuff. Like, there was definitely, you have there's strategies with it. It's not like you were, at first you're having fun, and that's how you should approach anything that becomes. You know, if you're going into it being like, all right, we're going to do this and this, but eventually once you start to figure it out, then you had more of a like plan. And
I definitely,
now,
definitely saw like the trends in the comedy on there go. And I try to adapt, you know, to keep it up, but it's, you know, it's just fun. It's fun for me. I'm just so happy. I'm so lucky.
So follow Brittany Furlan on Vine, and then you can see the video that we're about to make and
all her
enjoy.
Several million hilarious video. And Twitter is at Brittany Furlan.
Yes. Everything's at Brittany Furlan.
Perfect.
BrittanyFurlan.
What's your J-Date profile name?
I don't have a J-Date profile. Remember, I'm Catholic.
But your hair's Jewish?
Oh, yeah. I need to make one.
Well, her hair is a profile.
My hair is a profile. You can date my hair.
Perfect.
Yeah. Send me an email.
All right. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you,
Brittany.
For coming. I came all over this chair.
I didn't want to say anything because it seemed like you're having a good time, but if you could get a towel.
Great fucking time.
Oh, wait, you can't get a towel because you're banned from Target.
Oh. And on that note,
gotta go to Kohl's.
I'm gonna go kill myself. Bye, guys.
No, we can't end on that note, but we will. Goodbye, everybody.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.